my father, my healer, my deliverer, my shepherd that I shall not want, my protector, my Abba Father. Happy Father's Day, God. Hallelujah. God, I decrease that you may increase in me. Hide me behind the cross that when I open my mouth, God, they don't see me, but they hear your word. Let your word penetrate. Let your word teach. Let your word bring revelation, knowledge, and understanding, God. Only that you can do, Lord God. I'm just your vessel, God. And I step aside, God, and let you take control. Anoint the words, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. As I was saying, Elder Dominica spoke on the 18th of May about the gifts of revelation and wisdom, understanding, and guidance. And then on the 25th of May, Sister Linda spoke on gifts of revelation and wisdom. Discernment of spirits, interpretation of dreams and visions. And what a powerful word it was when both of them spoke. Sister Deanna came behind them on the 1st of June, and she spoke about the gift of revelation and wisdom, innovation and problem solving and faith. Amen. I had to think about that when I went home. I meditated and chewed on that for a couple of days. I did. On the 6th of June, Minister David talked about the gifts of power and faith and supernatural acts of God, healing and miracles. Amen. And on today, I'm going to be talking about the gifts of communication and leadership, speaking and influence, prophecy and teaching. Amen. And the scriptures are just starting off because I got a lot more. It's 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 10th verse, Acts 2, 17 and 18. And I'm going to stop right there for a minute because that's dealing with prophecy. So as I was doing my studying, it was so much. If you can turn to 1 Corinthians 12 and 10, please. Can you read it, Minister David?
All right, 1 Corinthians 12, 10. Says, to another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. Of course, it's just continuing right on to 11 from there. Okay. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. But, of course, we're highlighting prophecy and what? Discernment of spirits. Okay. Amen.
Amen. The spiritual gift of prophecy is listed among the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12, 10 and in Romans 12, 6. The Greek word translation, prophesying or prophecy, in both passages means to speak for or to declare the divine will, to interpret the purpose of God, to make known in any way the truth of God, which is designed to influence people. In Christianity, the gift of prophecy is a spiritual gift given by the Holy Spirit. While it can sometimes involve foretelling future events, its primary meaning of foretelling, speaking forth a message from God for the purpose of strengthening, encouraging, and comforting others. Like the Old Testament and the New Testament also portrays prophecy as being divinely inspired. The Synoptic Gospels, along with the Book of Acts, associates prophets with miracles, miraculous activities. Matthew 7, verse 22. Mark 6, 14 through 15. Luke 7, verses 12 through 16. And Luke 24, verse 19. In addition, Luke describes prophecy itself as being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Luke 1, 6 and 7. Acts 2 and 16. 17, verses 16 and 17. Acts 19 and 6. The gift of prophecy in a religious context refers to the ability to receive, communicate messages from God to others. This gift is often associated with speaking truly the truth, edifying, encouraging believers, and sometimes even predicting future events. It's considered a spiritual gift given by the Holy Spirit to certain individuals within the Christian community. The main source of information about the gift of prophecy is that the Bible, especially in the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Old Testament books like Numbers, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and others that contain accounts of the prophets and their messages. In the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14 provides details of spiritual gifts, including prophecy within the early church. Ephesians 4, 11. Can somebody, I'm going to read that right quick. I feel like I need to read that. I'm going to read that one. Now that there will be kind of glasses. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers. And that's the fivefold ministry for some of y'all that don't know what that is. Yes. Prophets are listed as gifts given to the church. In Romans 12 and 6, and I'm going to read them. I'm not going to read them all, but I'm going to read some of them. Yes. Because there's a lot of scriptures and it's a lot of content, and I want to try to see if I can get to it all. By Wednesday, right, Pastor? Yes. Ephesians 4:11 and Romans 12 and 6. All right. It says, heck. Yeah, I left my glasses at home. Thank you.
It says, since our gifts vary depending on the grace poured out on each of us, it is important that we exercise the gifts we have been given. If prophecy is your gift, then speak as a prophet according to your faith, according to your proportion of faith. And this is the voice version. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Acts 2, verses 17 and 18, this passage states that the Holy Spirit will be poured out on all people, and sons and daughters will prophesy. 1 John 4 and 1 through 2, this verse describes how to test prophetic utterance to see if they agree with the testimony of Jesus. So it's talking about testing the spirit to make sure that they're not false prophets. Amen. Revelations 19 and 10. The spirit of prophecy is connected to testify to the testimony of Jesus. Specific examples are, consider Peter's knowledge about Ananias and Sapphira. Deception in Acts 5, verses 1 through 11, or Paul's awareness of Paul's awareness of a man's faith to be healed in Acts 14, verses 8 through 10, as an example of prophecy. The gift of prophecy is not meant to be seen as a license for further predictions, but rather as a spiritual ability given to believers to edify, encourage, and console others. Mm-hmm. It involves hearing God's word, sharing them with the bold body of Christ. I told you I ain't got my glasses. I'm sorry. It involves hearing God's word, sharing them with the body of Christ in ways that builds up the church. Here are some more details you can understand about the gift of prophecy. Receiving messages. The gift of prophecy involves receiving messages, insights, or revelation from God. These can come through various means, ways such as impressions, words, vision, dreams, or even angelic encounters. Communicating God's heart. The primary purpose of prophesying is to make God's heart known to others, to build up, to encourage, to comfort believers. It can involve sharing God's perspective on situations, revealing hidden or offering guidance. Okay, no limit to predictions. While predicting the future can be part of prophecy, the sole or primary aspect of the gift. Prophecy can encompass a wide range of messages. Cultivating intimacy with God. Deepen your prayer life. Consistent prayer is essential for understanding God's heart and hearing God's voice. B, study God's word. Scripture is a primary source of understanding God's character, will, and ways. C, spending time in the presence. Seek God in quiet moments, allowing him to speak to your spirit through his word and through his spirit. I'm giving you the ways that when you have that gift, how you can cultivate that gift and how you get into intimacy with God so you can draw closer, so because the closer you draw to him, the more you can hear him.
Amen.
Pastor says that all the time. The closer you draw to him, the more familiar you'll be with his voice, right?
Yeah.
Number two, practice discernment. A, test prophetic words. Compare every prophetic word of scripture and showing it aligns with God's nature, character, and promises. So they talking about discerning whether when somebody's speaking prophetically, if they're a real prophet or if they're a false prophet. And you know, this time and days, we really have to be careful because there's a great falling away. And not only that, there's a lot of false prophets out here. So if you give me money, then I pray for you to get healed. You're going to get a big, new, brand new house. But I want you to put $100 in this offering. See what I'm saying? And for babes especially, that are just coming to Christ and don't know no better, they Amen. Will do that. And you want to know why I can tell you that? Because that was once me. See, I'm keeping it real with you. But as I grew and my relationship grew with God, I'm able to tell false prophets for real prophets. But it didn't come overnight. It took time. And God is still cultivating some things in me. He's still teaching me some things that I need to know. Because I feel like as long as I'm on this earth, I can always learn something. My old bishop used to say, when you get in a place where you're unteachable, you're in a dangerous place. You're in a dangerous place. Be, seek counsel, consult trusted leaders or mentors for guidance. So if you're not in validation when receiving and sharing prophetic words, so if you're not sure, we got some leaders in the church that you can call. You might have a mentor, someone you look up to that you can go and talk to, you know, and say, look, Sister Lynn, I got a prophetic word for somebody last night, and I need to talk to you about it. Amen. And then we can pray about it, and we can see what God's revelation is about it. Because everything that is prophesied to you, it's not going to happen right then. It might happen 10 years down the road. Might be 20 years down the road. Might be 2 years down the road. Or it might be 6 months. Or it might be tomorrow. But we have to have that understanding. And the only way we can get that revelation and understanding is through this word and through praying. And I'm going to add this one too, through fasting. Come on now. We can turn down some plates. We got to wait till every year when the church fasts. We can turn that TV off. We can stop drinking that coffee. We can turn them sweets down. We can turn the potato chips down. I'm just picking with you, Pastor, because I heard you talk about your testimony about the potato chips, but I am serious. We can turn some things down. And not only that, when we're doing that, believe it or not, we're getting healthy. And some things that is not good for our body is coming out. You know what I'm saying? See, recognize the source. Discern between God's voice, listen to this, y'all, your own thoughts or assumptions. Do you know God's voice on today? Sometimes we can get into our feelings and our thoughts and in our heads, even though we do know God's voice. Why? Because we're not perfect. We're going to miss the mark. That's why we have Jesus Christ, because he knows that we're going to miss the mark. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father interceding for us. Amen. It says, number three, communicate with humility and love. And that's one thing I love about this church, because we show plenty, plenty, plenty of love. And that's what I love about this church. And I tell people, I say, you know what? My church, you can come as you are. We ain't got them fancy hats and them suits or whatever. I said, it might be tucked away somewhere in the closet. I said, well, we don't wear that. We wear jeans. We wear t-shirts. We wear pullover. You can wear a dress, but we ain't wearing on them high heels when you can't hardly walk and your toes hurting. We don't do that. But most of all, when you come through that door, we show genuine love. Authentic love, which is the love of Christ. And I believe when you come through that door, you can feel it, because it just like grabs you. You know what I'm saying? Number three, I already said, communicate with humility and love. Tell your words to the situation, ensuring they are relevant, accurate, and delivered with sensitivity. So, for instance, God had me go prophesy to Minister Dave. I have to watch. He might be a babe in Christ. So I got to watch how I deliver that word to him. I got to make sure I don't scare him off. I got to make sure when I prophesy according to the word of God. I'm hearing from God. As God will use somebody to prophesy and encourage your word to you. Because he knows. He knows that what you went through. And he knows where you're trying to get to. And just something is trying to pull you back and hold you. Just to tell you, just hold on longer. Everything gonna be all right. Just hold on. Don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't be a quitter, be a stayer. Stick and stay like you got tape on your behind, on your pants. I'm being for real, stick and stay. Because I'm telling you something, it's rough out there now. But it's rougher now. It's really rougher now. Because I'm going to tell you something. They'll shoot you over a piece of bubblegum now. They'll shoot you for rolling your eyes. Somebody cut you off and you trying to talk mess, next thing you know, pop. You got to be careful now. And stay prayed up. Amen. Be simple and clear. Focus on communicating with God's heart rather than complex theological expectation. Yeah. See, when somebody start expecting you to do this, and it's complicated, it's complex, I hate to tell you, but that's not God. Because God is easy, he is simple. No. Yeah, he will test us. But he is not going to make you so uncomfortable where it gives you anxiety.
Amen.
He's not going to do that.
Right. Peace.
Because God is God of peace. You know, I was in a ministry one time. And this pastor was so controlling that almost the whole church was praying. And he didn't know it. So one of his deacons came up and said something to him about it. And he said, in the name of Jesus, this is what the pastor said, in the name of Jesus, say, I rebuke you. But he couldn't see himself because he had got full of pride. And we know what that would do. You will fall. You know? Humble people rise. As Pastor always say, right, Pastor? Am I telling the truth? And prideful people will what? Fall. You look and say, so-and-so at hell. So we got to be careful that we keep the focus on God. Not on ourselves, not on the pastor, not on the deacon, not on the sister or brother, but on God. And when you keep your eyes on God, you're focused. You're focused. When I hear the pastor all the time talk about storm. And when a storm come, like when Peter and them was in that boat, it might rock, but it ain't going to tilt over. It ain't going to tilt over. And that's what we have storms in our life sometimes, right? And feel like sometimes it's going to tilt over. Amen? Sometimes we want to cry uncle. Amen? Sometimes we want to throw out and say, Lord Jesus, I know I do, but I get to praying because I've learned a secret, but it's really not a secret. Pray without ceasing. And in all things, give thanksgiving and supplication. In all things, when you're going through, Lord, I thank you, I'm going through. Lord, I thank you because it could have been worse than this. Lord, I thank you on today. Thank him. When you wake up in the morning, thank him. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody got some bad news and they got cancer. They only got 2 months to live. Reflect God's heart. Allow God's word to demonstrate God's compassion, love, desire for the person's well-being. And Pastor, I'm going to tell you, when my girls look at me, I want them to see God in me. I want them to see God's compassion, God's love. I want them to know, and I told them, I got your well-being. I'm not going to tell you nothing to hurt you. I'm not going to tell you nothing to tear you down. I'm going to, we pray every morning and every night. Yes, we do. I love my girl. You know, I had one of them that stand up telling my son, yeah, you my mama. And if you, let anybody else be your mama, I'm going to be upset with you. Yes, but they just are sweet. They just need to be loved. They hurt. They've been through some stuff, but how many of us was there? Who loved on us? Who held us? Who gave us a soft, kind word? Who come on and say, hey, you hungry? I'll share with you. Come on here now, somebody. You need a bottle of water? Because I see you look like you thirsty. See, I'm talking about the love of God. I'm talking about the compassion that he had. And we as saints, we have to demonstrate the same thing. Amen. Not saying that we not. You know what I'm saying? But I'm teaching, so I'm saying across the board. Amen. All the Christians out there on Facebook, we can all stand to pull up. Amen. We're doing a good job, but we still got some room to pull these pants on. Look, pull these britches on up and let them stop hanging down. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but I'm just telling it like it is. You know, because if it wasn't for love, I wouldn't be saved. If it wasn't for love, I wouldn't be delivered and set free. If it wasn't for love, Pastor, I wouldn't be in this ministry. So I'm just keeping it real with you. Y'all know me. I'm going to keep it real. God, seek God's timing. How many of you know timing is everything? Because if you go ahead of God, you move too fast, you move too slow, you're going to miss your blessing, and you're going to miss some. God might have a door open, and he said, go through that door. But you, well, I don't know if it's God. Let me pray a little bit more. God, is that you? Have you heard the story when the man was on the island and God, he's praying and said, God, send me somebody to rescue me. God sent the plane. He let the plane go head on. God sent a boat. He let the boat. He said, oh, no. I'm waiting for God to send me some help. God said, I'm going to send you some help. Why didn't you take it? That's why we got to have that what discernment. We got to have that what Pastor talks about this all the time, that personal relationship with God. Pastor relationship with God is different than my relationship with God. Even though y'all married, y'all relationship with God is different. He deals with us and he takes care of us individually. He meets us right where we're at.
Amen.
So if Linda's way up here, I don't expect to be, I can't be way up there because Linda, my friend, Linda got the Holy Ghost, Linda praying, Linda fasting, Linda seeking God, Linda reading that word. But she my friend, so I expect that, I suppose, that it's supposed to rub off on me. It don't work like that. You got to seek them for yourself.
Amen.
And then you got to wait for that timing. Because timing is everything. And I remember a wise gentleman, which is my husband, that told me that. He said, Michelle, God told me to say something, but not right now because it's not time. So when you walk in the gift of prophetic calling, you got to make sure that it's God's timing.
God's time.
Right?
Amen.
Wait for God to give you the right moment and share a prophetic word.
Amen.
Remember the purpose of prophecy. A, glorify Jesus. Prophecy is meant to point people to who? Jesus and his finished work. Pastor says that all the time. All the time. He says it at James Common, and he says it here. And no, I don't get tired of hearing it. Just in case you was wondering. Spike, I was just playing. Strength, encourage, and comfort. The primary purpose of prophetic ministry is to build up, edify the body of Christ. Edifying the body of Christ. Fulfilling God's word is prophecy may reveal specific aspects of God's plan for an individual or a community. How many of us know that our communities around us is going straight to the basket? That's why we are prayer warriors and we're interceders. We have to pray for the communities. You ain't got to live in that community to pray for.
Right.
We got to pray for the nations. And we definitely got to pray for our president and the people in that White House. Right?
Yeah.
But let me tell you the good news. When you know you got God on your side, you ain't worried about that. But you praying because you need some things to happen and move for the city, for the country, for the nation. Not out of fear. Because God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
By cultivating a relationship with God, practicing discernment, communicating with sensitivity, individuals can effectively and authentically communicate God's heart through prophecy, bringing hope and transformation to others. See, that's how you can tell, too, if it's a real prophet, because that word is going to bring some type of change. Transformation means change. It's going to bring some type of change. Don't know when, because everything is timing, but it will. If someone prophesied to you and you don't never receive what they guess what they are? That's too hard. That's why you can't have, you can't be so quick to want somebody to give you a word.
Right.
Get it from here. Every word you need is right here. I guarantee you. If you hurt, it's here. If you trouble, it's here. If you feel lonely, it's here. If you feel despair, it's here. If you feel joy, it's here. If you feel peace, it's here. If you're fearful, it's here. Everything you need is in his word. Let me tell y'all something. This is my life right here. Anything that I need, this is the roadmap for me. So anything I need, it is right here. All I got to do is pray or either look it up if I can't find it. You know, sometimes you know with something, but you don't know the word, but you can't find it right then. Come on, let's be real now. You know? And all you got to do, sometimes Pastor, got up in the morning and I say, God, I need a word. And open up the Bible and boom. And that word found me. Found me right where I was at. Amen. Pastor, you can tell me to stop. Foretelling the future. Prophecy can involve predicting the future events, but this is not the primary or only function. Did y'all hear that? Amen. Prophets often deliver messages that have immediate implications for their audience present action. Addressing contemporary issues. Many prophets in the Bible addresses the current state of Israel, Judah, calling for repentance for their sins, warning them of potential consequences. So in the Old Testament, to break it down a little bit, in the Old Testament, prophets were different than how the gift of prophecy is now. Because when God came to them, it, like it said, it was repentance, turn from your wicked ways and repent. It was warning. And God would give them warning after warning after warning after warning. And then, you're not listening. I done told you 30 times, so now I got to do something to get your attention. See, it's just like a parent. When a child don't do something, you keep telling them after a while, you got to pop them so they can know you're serious. Right? Prophets often point out a problem with leadership, religion practices, and societal injustices. I'm so glad that we ain't religious in here, but we spiritual. Have you ever been to a religious church before? Because I can raise both of my hands. And I'm telling you, you ain't free in no religious church. You ain't free. At least I won't. Let me say it that way, because I can only speak for me. Encouraging and comforting. Prophecies can always be a message of, also be a message of encouragement, comforting, and strengthening for individual or community. Prophesying may offer hope for the future or remind people of God's promises. Conditional nature. Uh-oh, this is one right here, y'all, that I really didn't. I really, really had to. What? Some prophecies are conditional, meaning they may be averted if people repent or change through their action. So say for instance, if somebody prophesied to you something and then you don't do the right thing, you choose to turn. Okay, I'm going to use me. Drug addiction. I was prophesied to before that I'm going to have a recovery ministry, right? I was walking good, but then I turned and I went back. So then I delayed. I delayed that prophecy. It's just now coming to pass. I'm talking about after 20 years, 25 years ago. But only if I would have stayed on track. Right? Amen. Amen. And not just on track, but on fighting for the Lord. Amen. In summary, while prophecy can involve predicting the future, it is a much broader form of communication that includes addressing present day issue, calling people to repentance, providing encouragement, and explaining God's will. So see, prophecy got to do with explaining God's will for us too, right? Yeah. Distinction from the Old Testament prophets, and that's what I was talking about. While the gift of prophecy is rooted in the Old Testament prophetic tradition, it's important to note that gifts are described in the New Testament does not carry the same level of authoritative binding power as the word of the Old Testament prophets. And that's because in the Old Testament, God used those prophets a different way. And now in the New Testament, He's using them through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
They didn't have the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. I remember hearing a story about the priest. The priest had a rope tied to them with a bell, and they would walk, and if you sin, you will fall. Right, and they pull you out and they keep on going. So see the difference? And then in the New Testament, grace and mercy. Come on now. Forgiveness. Remission of sin. The blood of Jesus. He died on the cross for us. See, the Old Testament, they were so hard-headed. God had to make another way. A way for us. For the future. And I'm so glad he did. I'm so glad God's smarter than us. I know he's smarter than me. But I'm so glad he figured out a way. It could be nobody but God to figure out a way to save his people. Right? It says Old Testament prophets primarily deliver God's message to the nation of Israel. And I talked about that already. Okay, so it says Old Testament prophets deliver God's message to Israel. Old Testament prophets served as God's messengers to the nations of Israel, often deliver warnings, judgment, promises related to the covenant. So they had a covenant with God. They had a covenant, right? Potential consequences for false prophecy. In the Old Testament, there could be several penalties, which is consequences for false prophets. And so I put down Hananiah, Jeremiah 28:1-17, Bildad, with Job's suffering, and effort, I think, Epither. I don't know how to pronounce it, I apologize. New Testament prophets focused on Christ, grace, and redemption. See the difference?
Yeah.
Because back then, too, they had to kill animals, they had to kill them a certain way. They couldn't have a blemish in them. They had to be spotless. And that was the way of them, you know, atoning for their sins. And then afterwards, if they had the blood, the cross, the blood of Jesus on their doorpost, Satan would pass by. Yeah. But now we ain't got to do all that. All we got to do is repent and pray. But eventually turn from that sin. Because God gonna get tired of you repenting, but you ain't doing no action to change.
Amen.
See, you're merciful God, but he also chastised those who he loved. So don't get it twisted. Amen. For edification and encouragement, the gift of prophecy is intended to serve the church, equipping believers, strengthening their faith. It's seen a way to help believers grow in their understanding. Edification. Prophecy aims to build up, to strengthen believers, offering spiritual nourishment, fostering a deeper connection with God. So you know how when the babies come into Christ and they drinking milk and they not eating meat,
right?
And sometimes we have to take them by the hand and kind of help them to, you know, with praying them through, praying for them, you know. Maybe hey, sister so and so, I'm just calling to check on you. They let you know God loves you and I love you and I was thinking about you, you know, that encouragement, because they. And it's our job to help them until they become mature and can eat meat. Exhortation. It can be powerful tool for encouraging believers to persuade God's will, live according to his teaching. And that's what I was just talking about. I'm almost finished with this, and I think I'm going to have to do teaching on Wednesday, because I told you I was really alive. But I want to make sure that we understand it. You know, to me, it's important when I get up here and teach that y'all understand. Because, see, I'm going to be held accountable. Consolation. Prophetic words can bring comfort, reassurance during difficult times, and also, like we said, offer hope and strength. Guidance. Sometimes prophecy can guide believers into making decisions to navigate specific challenges, offering direction from a divine perspective. So I might have one perspective, but somebody come and prophesy, and I've been praying, saying, God, you know, this is my perspective, but I'm not quite sure if this is right. Like Pastor was saying about the gifts of the Spirit, you know, you might not be quite sure if you have that gift. You know what I'm saying? And then somebody come along and prophesy and say, you got this gift right here or whatever. That's God answering you. You know, because sometimes my perspective ain't always lined up with God's perspective. No matter how much I pray, no matter how much I read my word, I still miss the mark. And I pray a lot, y'all. I pray when I'm in the car. I pray when I'm at home. I pray when I'm in the grocery store. I pray on the way to the grocery store, on the way back. I pray all the time. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, God, get me up and pray. And a lot of times, I'm up to 5 or 6 o'clock. But I still miss the mark. Warnings. Prophecy may also warn believers of potential pitfalls, dangerous, urging them to make a course corrections. Change your course. So please, if somebody prophesied to you, but first you got to test it by the word of God. And once you know that it is God, please turn. Correct yourself so that God don't have to correct you. For real. Unveiling secrets. Prophecy can also reveal hidden inclinations of an unbeliever's heart, leading them towards repentance and salvation. I think salvation is the most important thing. You can read your word, you can shout, you can speak in tongues, you can hop, skip, jump, dance, do whatever. But if you ain't saved, you lost. You lost. It don't mean nothing. It's in vain. God wants our soul. He wants our soul to be saved. It is not his will for us to go to hell. That's how much he loves us. And that's why he gives me chance after chance after chance after chance after chance again. Michelle, get it right. Okay, well, Michelle, I'm going to give you a little bit more grace. I'm going to give you a little bit more mercy. Right? His mercy endure forever. He said, look, Michelle, I done told you this 5 times. Each time you going to win another way. But guess what, Michelle? Just a little. I'm going to show you some more grace, show you some more mercy, some more love. I'm going to send somebody to encourage you, amen. Right? But that's how God does. Because he loves with an everlasting love. His love, you can't find a man. I don't care if you're bumping and grinding with him or talking to him in his ear doing whatever. A woman, I'm being real. I'm keeping it naked and raw, but clean. You can't find nobody that gonna do you like Jesus. You can't find nobody to fill them void. I done tried it. Lonely, crying. Guess what? Picked up men. That was my thing. Because I didn't want to be alone. I ain't even like you. I ain't even like them. But I just wanted to be, I didn't want to be alone. I want to feel love because of abandonment. Right? In essence, the gift of prophecy serves as mechanism for God to communicate with his people, promote a spiritual growth, and strengthen the unity of faith of the church. Almost finished. The gift of teaching. The Bible refers to the gift of teaching as a spiritual ability given by the Holy Spirit to effectively communicate and explain truths, encouraging understanding and spiritual growth. And I think all those are important in order for you to continue to grow. We need Jesus. I know I do. I need God. I need this word, Pastor. And sometimes I need a spanking. I'm being for real. And I love to say yes to Jesus and mean it. I'm for real. I'm a yes, Lord. But every once in a while, something he might say don't do, I might miss it. Or something he tell me to do, and I might miss it. He might tell me, just for example, call Sister Deanna. But I'm busy. You know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and I ain't never called them. See, something as small as that. But it ain't small as that because you might have been going through something. You might have just wanted to pray with you. You see what I'm saying? So it's very important. It is also the ability to explain biblical truths with clarity and accuracy, enabling others to grow in the faith. Those with this gift can present complex doctrines in an understandable way, helping believers to grasp and apply scriptures to their lives. This gift is essential for the church facilitating spiritual growth and equipping the believers for effective Christianity living, for Christian living. Key points: understand, explain the scriptures. Teachers are able to analyze, interpret, communicate the word of God in a clear, effective manner, leading to understanding application of his truth. I think I'm gonna have to stop right here. There's a lot more. Existing teacher, many believe the exploratory teaching, which focuses on verse by verse explanation of the scripture, is the ideal way to exercise this gift. Ministry and discipleship. Teacher can be used in various ministry settings, from formal preaching to one-on-one discipleship, as a way to share the truth of God, helping believers to mature in faith. I'm going to do two more because I still haven't done teaching yet. So I'm going to do two more. Okay. Discernment. I'm going to stop right here. I hope that y'all got something out of it. I hope that I made it plain where y'all can understand, because when I was studying this, and I started studying this when Elder first gave us the assignment. Mm-hmm. And at first it was so much information. I said, oh Lord, I have to put this down. Yeah. You know? And then I prayed and I picked it up a little bit, Brother John, at a time. You know, I took a couple bites here and a couple bites there. You know, if you got a good burger, you want to eat it all at one time, but you want to save some too for later, you know. But on a serious note, I really hope y'all got some understanding and some clarity, you know, because my hope and my prayer is that when I speak, that you can get something out of it that help you grow. Because when I study, I get a lot out of it. Even stuff that I already knew. And sometimes I forget.